I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Major Nidal Malik Hassan remains in stable condition after killing 13 people at Fort Hood Thursday. Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says Americans are ignoring a militant Islam wants to kill them. He says high-profile situations make it easier to share the gospel with Muslims, but they're ready to hear. Crescent Project offers many great resources to help. Go to our website and we'll connect you. And in Kenya, 1.4 million kids have been orphaned by the HIV/AIDS pandemic. Worldwide Christian Schools produced a curriculum called Hope for Today's Generation to help stop AIDS before it starts. Developed with a Christian perspective by African teachers, lesson plans focus on teaching kids about the God-ordained value of their lives and bodies. Funding is needed for translation and distribution of the Hope curriculum. You can learn more. Just go to our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. We have links to our Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter pages. Just go to Mission Network News. That's missionatworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.